My name's Sam. I work at Amazon and I'm head of secondhand.
I love that job title, Sam. So could you explain to me what does being head of secondhand, what does that involve in your day-to-day work?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So my role is all about giving products a second chance. So when people shop on Amazon, sometimes they return items. The majority of those we put back on the shelf as new. But in some cases, the product might have damaged packaging. It might need inspecting, might need repairing, data wiping. And my job really is to make sure those processes happen so that we can still put it back on the shelf, but as secondhand.
Okay. And interestingly, the British public, we're really becoming a nation of secondhand bargain hunters. I think secondhand and pre-loved, it's something we've definitely seen, really on the increase, particularly in recent years, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. So we had some researchers go out recently and talk to people about how they felt about buying secondhand. And more than half of UK consumers enjoy looking for secondhand deals. And actually, one in three people are looking to gift a secondhand item to a loved one this Christmas. And that's up for one in five last year. So yeah, there is really a growing trend for the secondhand.
And, I'd love secondhand, particularly for tech. I'll go and search for my new phone, go and buy a reconditioned secondhand phone, and save. And the money you can save, it's a big saving, isn't it? Particularly the cost of living is really important.
You're exactly right. So buying secondhand on Amazon, you can often save 30%, sometimes up to 50% off buying new. And in fact, in the last year, secondhand has helped UK customers save over £100 million.
Okay. And often these items, when you receive them, you open up the parcel and it's pretty much very, very comparable to what you'll get if you're buying new, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, John. So the majority of what we sell is almost like new. It might have a bit of packaging damage. It might just have been very, very lightly used, or just the factory seal's been broken. But actually, you can really trust him. Certainly, when you're buying secondhand on Amazon, that it's been fully inspected and it's back almost to its new condition.
Buying stuff secondhand, there's always that concern that, if it's an electrical item, is it going to be safe? Is there going to be a scam involved somewhere if it's too good to be true? So, what do you do to make sure that it's safe and everyone is happy?
Yeah, so all the secondhand products you'll buy on Amazon have been thoroughly tested and graded by a team of experts. So we make sure those products are in great condition before we send them to the customer.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to hope for that reassurance a little bit. Secondhand, I love secondhand purchases. I'm really converted to that way of living, the money you can save. But when it comes to buying a gift, there's part of me that thinks, is it acceptable to give a gift to somebody, that's secondhand? What's their reaction going to be? Are they going to be like, is that a bit tight, even secondhand? But from what you're saying, some attitudes are shifting on that.
Yeah, I think attitudes really are shifting. And yeah, this is led primarily by, sort of Gen Z and millennials. But actually, personally, in our family, we've done secondhand gifting for the last couple of years. And we sat down, actually talked about it. And I was a bit nervous in kind of broaching that subject for exactly the reasons you said. Yeah. But actually, I got the opposite reaction. My family and extended family have really embraced it. They absolutely love it. And things like my niece and nephew, they'll create me an Amazon wish list now. It's mostly things like Lego. I actually don't always feel right buying those products as new, but I know I can go on Amazon, buy those secondhand, save a bit of money, and actually feel I'm doing my bit for the planet at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It's that saving money, which we all need to do. But also it's, we're becoming aware of our impact on the environment and this sort of throwaway society. So, it's ticking two boxes, isn't it, on that one?
Yeah, exactly. As you say, you get that chance to save that bit of extra money, maybe saving 30 up to 50%, as I said. But then you just people feel good about buying secondhand.
I think if you find a bargain and you get a really good deal, it just gives you that real buzz and you just you just think, wow, I've got something amazing deal. It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are a nation of bargain hunters and seeking that good feeling.
Absolutely. But interestingly, looking further into your research, we have this enthusiasm for buying secondhand for the reasons we've discussed, for cost of living, for the environment. But actually, when it comes to items that we've got in our home, when they break, actually repairing them, that doesn't happen that often, according to your research.
So not everyone wants to repair. It's about one in five are will embrace and repair. And I think that's sometimes understandable. So if you've got something like a kettle or a toaster, you're not always going to feel confident repairing them. However, what we did see is that from millennials, for instance, actually 72% say they have gone and followed a DIY repair video online and managed to repair. So I think maybe there's a little bit of generational differences in there.
Absolutely. And the rise of repair cafes as well. You know, we've got a number of these working in our community, and that's a really good idea because, you know, you're able to tap into people's skills and get those items repaired. I think that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the stats I found most surprising for millennials. 45% actually visiting a repair cafe in the last 12 months. That's a real, you know, it's really on trend at the moment.
Absolutely. So it's been really interesting to talk to you, Sam. Really interesting to hear about that sort of shift in our attitudes towards secondhand. I mean, what are sort of the must have? What sort of things are you finding people are looking for this Christmas? What sort of things are most demand?
Yeah, so interesting. So some of our most popular secondhand products are actually kitchen appliances. So things like air fryers, coffee machines, robotic vacuum cleaners. I think that's where they're quite high ticket prices, but people are getting those great savings. And then, as you had said at the beginning, gadgets and personal electronics, they sell through so quickly. So things like headphones, smartwatches, your phones are all very, very popular. And then I guess my top tip, because I've got young children, is actually toys are brilliant to buy secondhand.
Sam, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thank you so much for telling us about that today. Hopefully you've inspired people to embrace pre-loved.
That does it. Thanks, John. Merry Christmas to you as well.